shepherd the flock of God among you, not under compulsion, but voluntarily, according to the word of God, and not for sordid gain, but with eagerness. And when the chief shepherd appears, you will receive the unfading crown of glory. At the time that our text was written, 35 years had passed since that day when Peter was standing on the shores of the Sea of Galilee, listening to the Good Shepherd speak these words, "Tend my sheep. Tend my sheep, Peter. Tend my sheep." A lot can happen in 35 years. In my case, I was just an infant that many years ago. In Peter's case, he grew from being an infant in the faith into a man of God, a true shepherd of the sheep. I am amazed, though, that our Lord would entrust the care of his dearest possessions into the hands of someone like Peter, a man who had blatantly denied his Lord, a man who had tremendous character flaws. He was stubborn, he was bull-headed and yet weak, a man who often spoke and acted without thinking. And this is the man whom Jesus, on the shores of Galilee, entrusts with the care of his beloved sheep. But look at us. My character is just as flawed as Peter's. I am a weak, miserable sinner. My stubborn bullheadedness is often on display. I even have my own ways of denying my Lord. And yet Jesus calls us into service through the very words of Peter in our text, instructing us to be shepherds of his dear little lambs. When I was ordained into the holy ministry, these words of 1 Peter 5 were laid upon me as I kneeled before the altar of God. And I'll tell you, I was scared, because I knew that of myself, I could never be the kind of shepherd that my Lord wanted me to be. I recalled the words of St. Paul in 1 Timothy. "I thank Christ Jesus our Lord, who has strengthened me, putting me into service, even though I was formerly a blasphemer and a persecutor and a violent aggressor, and yet I was shown mercy." How marvelous and compassionate is our good shepherd that he takes sinful men like us and through his blood-bought forgiveness erases our failures, strengthens us, molds us, and makes us into his under-shepherds, placing into our care the sheep of his precious flock. It is that very forgiveness which strengthened Peter and turned him into the shepherd that he proved to be. It is that forgiveness which strengthened Paul and made him what he was. And it is that forgiveness which strengthens us for the task of tending the flock of God. In fact, that is precisely what our Lord means when he instructs us through Peter to tend his sheep. He wants us to always remember how we, though weak and sinful, always remain forgiven through Jesus' blood, and that our work of shepherding needs to focus around that same forgiveness through everything that we do and say in caring for the precious lambs in our congregations. They ought to be able to say, "I know that I am forgiven, for that is what my pastor proclaims to me in everything that he does and says." What an awesome task, guys. Shepherding the flock of God. And that is a task which includes all aspects of caring for the sheep, tending, feeding, guiding, guarding. A few weeks ago, we brought two kittens home for our children. I had the marks on my hands to prove it. As the lady of the house was reaching behind her dryer to pull the kittens out to give them to us, it was an incredible sight. The mother cat raced in from the living room, leaped up on her back, and began to meow furiously. She was watching over her precious kittens with the heart of a mother. With that heart, we are to shepherd the flock of God, and do so, writes Peter, not under compulsion, but voluntarily, not for sordid gain, but with eagerness. You men who are married, suppose you were to receive a survey sheet in the mail, and one of the questions was, why are you intimate with your wife? I would hope that you would not answer it in this manner, because it is a duty of being a husband, even though it is. You are intimate with each other because of your love for each other. That's why we are to shepherd the flock of God, not because it is our duty, not under compulsion, not for material gain, but voluntarily, with great eagerness, because of our love for the Lord Jesus, who has placed these sheep under our care. After all, they are Jesus' sheep. To Peter, he said, "Shepherd my sheep." To us, he writes, "Shepherd the flock of God." He is the one who made them. He is the one who suffered and died and rose again to redeem them from sin and the power of Satan. They are his sheep. But then too, we are his shepherds. Together, we belong to him, our very precious Savior. We are going to continually fall short of being the good examples for the flock that we should be, of tending the flock of God in the way that we should tend it, just as our flock will continue to fall short of being the kind of sheep that they should be. But our Lord's forgiveness never falls short, either for the sheep or for those who are the shepherds of the sheep. That grace will help us to strengthen us in our task, our glorious task of shepherding his flock. That crown of victory, of glory, which Peter reminds us of, is not given us because we have never made a mistake as a pastor. It's not given us because we preach such wonderful sermons or because of our good bedside manner. It is ours by grace. And that's precisely why, because we believe that we, with God's help, will be the kind of shepherd for the sheep that he wants us to be. May God grant this for Jesus' sake. Amen.